Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
We're into the full swing of the 2021 high school sports season. The volleyball season continues tonight. It is Twin Valley League volleyball action this evening as we are at Whitmore High School, the Cardinals playing host to Donovan West and Centralia. Welcome to the broadcast. Alongside Brandon Tadman, I am Johnny Kane. Kirk Gilman taking care of us back at the studios. Brandon, we had our first volleyball broadcast last week. Almost every team, actually every team, has had some action, at least in their league, if not overall. Some teams like Centralia, they've played in a couple tournaments as well. So now we are into the full swing of the volleyball season. It should be three fun volleyball matches here tonight.
Yeah, inside the TVL, and really for everybody now, since we're post-Labor Day, now we're in full swing. So there were a few teams in action this past weekend on Saturday, but a lot of teams had this weekend off with it being the holiday. But now we are post-holiday weekend. Now things are really in full swing. It's our second broadcast. We've gotten our feet wet being at Sabetha last week. But excited to see some TVL volleyball here. Should have some good matchups and a little bit later of a start time than normal, but just getting going, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We got plenty more broadcasts to come, but excited to see what the TVL brings.
Opening match of the night will be Whitmore and Donovan West. The Cardinals are 0-2 on the year. They had their first matches last Tuesday against Frankfort and Valley Heights. Lost both of those matches. A close match against Frankfort, losing 25-22 in both of those sets. Valley Heights, meanwhile, is a lot tougher. Valley Heights brings back quite a bit of talent. They lost 25-13, 25-15. Donovan West, meanwhile, they are off to a 2-0 start to the year. They beat Lynn last Tuesday, 25-14, 26-24, and Clifton Clyde, 25-16, 25-10. So a really good start to the year for the Mustangs. Our second match of the night will feature Centralia and Donovan West, and then Whitmore and Centralia will do battle in our final match of the night. So with that, we're going to take a pre-match timeout. We'll come back. We'll get ready to start Whitmore and Donovan West. That's when we come back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
TimeTS is hiring part-time pickup and hotshot drivers, Class A or B CDL preferred. A perfect part-time job for a retired driver looking for extra income. Call Kime at 785-284-7530. Join the local Kime trucking family with part-time pickup and hotshot drivers needed.
Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair has B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Whether you're in the field or on the road, they'll get to you with their mobile repair unit and get you back to work. Call Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Whitmore High School. A full slate of volleyball action tonight around the area. Twin Valley League in full swing tonight. We have a Twin Valley League triangular here tonight with Whitmore, Donovan West, and Centralia. And Brandon, as you documented earlier, I know you put together a little list of all the matches and Trianglers going on tonight, several around this area in northeast Kansas.
Yeah, you look at the Twin Valley League, of course, a full slate here on this Tuesday evening. Already got a score in from the Frankfurt Tri. Frankfurt hosting Troy and Axtell this evening. Frankfurt getting a win already over Troy, 25-14, 25-16. Also, Onega Quad featuring Clifton, Clyde, Valley Heights, and Lynn. You also have the Wetmore Tri here with us tonight. Centralia, Donovan West, of course. And then Hanover is hosting Blue Valley, Washington County. In the Big 7, the Jeff West Tri featuring Sabetha and Hiawatha. You also got Royal Valley against Riverside, and then Prairie Lecompton hosting Nemaha Central and Holton. And then the Northeast Kansas League, Oskaloosa, McLeod, and Pleasant Ridge all hosting tries within that league tonight. And then also elsewhere, Atchison on the road at KC Wyandotte. So a full slate of volleyball here in Northeast Kansas.
So with that, we are set to go. Donovan West and Wetmore will be the first teams to do battle. Again, Wetmore 0-2. Donovan West is a perfect 2-0. Donovan West in their navy blue tops and bottoms with white numerals. Orange trim, Wetmore in their red tops, black bottoms, white numerals trimmed in black. Donovan West is on the near side, Wetmore on the far side. Referees are making sure everyone's in the right spots and the numbers are correct. And with that, here we go. Wetmore will have the opening serve of the night. It'll be Kinsey Stroffman, the senior, to get us underway. Serve is hit by Avery Weathersby in the back line of Donovan West, but she mishits it. And that'll be an early point for Wetmore. Stroffman will continue to serve. Standing right-handed overhand serve. Weathersby handles this one. Set up at the net. Hit across by Kyra Johnson of Donovan West. Now here's a hit attempt by Wetmore that goes out. And that was Kiera Larrabee, the freshman, hit it deep for Wetmore, so we're tied at one. Now Johnson, the junior, will serve for Donovan West. From the near side of the far side, it's handled on the back line by Wetmore. Set up at the net. Here's Larrabee, another kill attempt, but it's blocked by Donovan West. D-West in control. Here's a kill attempt, and it's going to be put down by Donovan West. Claire Cole, the junior, gets the kill, and it's 2-1, Donovan West.
Good start here for the Mustangs. Right there, that kill shot. Right place, right time. Nobody there for Wetmore, and an easy point for D-West. Take the 2-1 advantage.
So 2-1, Donovan West. There's a ball at the net. Wetmore just pops it across. Cole is there. Now tapped over by Johnson. Set up at the net for Kyra Larrabee, the freshman, and still a rally back and forth. Donovan West with it now. Ball hit across by Weathersby. Wetmore happened to try to chase it all the way to the far end, and they somehow get it over. That's a great effort. Set up to Cole. She'll tap it over with the right hand, but Wetmore again is there. A good rally right here. Here's Larrabee. Taps it over, but Johnson's there. Now Sydney Smith taps it across, and it's going to be missed hit by Wetmore, and Donovan West will take the point. Good rally by both squads, but Donovan West is going to lead now 3-1 in the opening set. Here's Kyra Johnson again serving for Donovan West, and she'll get an ace. Put it right in the middle of the court on the far side. Nobody there for the Cardinals. And it's now 4-1. Johnson, another good serve handled by Wetmore. Set up after that. Tapped across by Larrabee and off the block and down for a point. That's actually Michaela Bach who gets the kill. Her first of the night. It's 4-2, Donovan West. So it's going to be Kiera Larrabee, a freshman, to serve for the Cardinals. Right-handed serve handled by Johnson. Set up by Cope. Weathersby on the back line will send it across. Strothman's there. Now set up at the net. Here's a tap over, but Donovan West is there. Now Cole sends another deep ball over. It's going to go out. It'll be a point for Wetmore and make it 4-3. Donovan West. Wetmore with the serve. It's Larrabee again. High floating serve handled by Tegan Reno. She's a sophomore for Donovan West. A kill attempt by Jaden Taylor is handled by Wetmore, and they hit it into the net. Donovan West takes another point. It's now 5-3.
Yeah, unforced errors here early on for Wetmore has allowed, I believe, 3 of the 5 points for Donovan West. So if you're Wetmore, you just kind of clean up those little mistakes and hang right in this one.
Here's Claire Cole to serve for Donovan West. Got one handled by Wetmore. Now Michaela Mock throws a kill attempt, but it's handled by Kyra Johnson. Now Johnson, a kill attempt to the back line. It's going to go out.
second straight time, Donovan West has tried that back line and hit it a little bit too far. And the libero, Tig, and Reno going to come back into the match to replace Claire Cole for Donovan West. So Michaela Mock now serving for Wetmore. Set up at the net. Here's a kill attempt by Jaden Taylor. It's in. Jaden Taylor gets the kill, makes it 6-4 in favor of Donovan West.
It's so tough when you're on that back line and you can just, the angle that it's coming in, you can't tell if it's going to be in or out, and then just letting them go. Sometimes they hit in, and it's just a tough call. Sometimes it's about a 50-50 shot.
Taylor leads Donovan West in kills with 12 of them. Elena Whetstone right behind with 8, also 8 for Avery Weathersby. Now there's going to be a missed hit and a lift called on Wetmore. Another point for Donovan West makes it 7-4. So Jaden Taylor will continue to serve. She's one of the seniors for Donovan West. Only three of them take that. Yeah, three seniors is all that's on this roster for Donovan West this year. There's a ball set up at the net, hit across. Donovan West is there, and then it's missed it into the net, and Wetmore will get the point.
Yeah, Tegan Reno had a really good shot at it, but it came at her so fast and just kind of a quick reaction to try to get it over and nearly got it back over to the Wetmore side, but Wetmore getting the point as it fell short.
So Wetmore with the serve. Reno handles this one. Set up at the net. This is Avery Weathersby. A kill attempt. It's blocked by Wetmore. Now Reno saves it. It's going to be hit across by Melina Wetstein. Wetmore now with the ball. Sent back by Kaylin Claycamp. Another kill attempt for Weathersby. This one's handled by Stroffman. Now a kill attempt for Stroffman. She just taps it over and nobody's home. Great heads-up play by Kinsey Stroffman, the senior for the Cardinals. Makes it 7-6 in favor of Donovan West. Taylor Fillmore, a senior, back to serve for Wetmore. And we're going to have a whistle as I think Donovan West was in the wrong position. And so head coach Andrew Keller of Donovan West went over to have a quick word with the referee.
It's interesting if the side official here sees it before the serve, is it their job to let them know prior? Because as soon as the serve happened, he quickly stopped play to award Wetmore the point.
No, his job was just to call it. The Donovan West's obligation to realize that they are in the right spots or wrong spots, and now they're going to confirm about it. And so I believe they are going to call everything. Actually, no, they are going to give Wetmore the point, so that'll tie us up at 7. So Wetmore gets a free point for Donovan West not being in the right spot. There is still more to serve. Set up for Sydney Smith. She gets blocked by Stroffman, and it'll go out of play, and Wetmore will take their second lead of this set at 8-7.
Yeah, Stroffman, one of three seniors on the Wetmore roster, and you could see her length in front of the net. That time just beautifully set in the right spot to keep that one on the side of Donovan West to earn the point.
Set up, Jaden Taylor will send it across for Donovan West. Now Wetmore to Stroffman. She'll tap it over again, but this time it's there. There's Taylor for Donovan West. Set up for Weathersby, a right-handed kill attempt, and it's down. And as Weathersby mentioned, she was second on the team in kills. She gets her first here and ties us up at 8.
That was set from the front right to the front left and just an absolutely perfect setup for that kill shot.
Here's Sydney Smith, and now they're going to get Wetmore, I believe, in the wrong positions, and they are. So it ought to be a free point for Donovan West, make it 9-8.
I'd imagine for most coaches at this level, that'd be kind of a bugaboo or a pain.
This is the same crew we had last week at Sabetha, and I mentioned last week that I hadn't seen that call much in the volleyball that I have done, but saw it a lot last week, and there's an ace for Sydney Smith. Makes it 10-8, Donovan West. We've already seen it twice called here in this set alone.
Yeah, and that ace, just miscommunication on the side of Wetmore. You had about three girls around it, and they all kind of took a step and then just let it fall.
Here's a ball set up at the net, tapped across by Kaylin Claycamp, and then mishandled by Donovan West. That'll be a kill for Claycamp, and Wetmore will make it a 10-9. Donovan West lead and in the run at 3 for the Mustangs. So now here's Riley Nichols, a sophomore to serve for the Cardinals. Standing right-handed serve handled by Smith. Set up at the net for Milena Wetstein. Her kill attempt is handled by Wetmore. Now Stroffman will send a free ball over.
Another kill attempt for Weststein, but this time Strothman's there, but then her receive was mishandled and nobody was there for the set. And it falls to the floor and it'll be a point for Donovan West. So here's Avery Weathersby now to serve for Donovan West as the Mustangs lead 11-9. Mox sends the ball over. Now here's a set for Claire Cole and she hammers it home. Mitching Cole was the leading kill person for Donovan West. She's got now 13 of them on the season. It's a 12-9 Donovan West. Here's Avery Weathersby once again. Standing right hand overhand serve handled by Wetmore. Now the ball tapped over by Strothman and she hits it on the line. It's a beautiful play by Strothman. Just found that far sideline and was able to punch it home. Making a 12-10 Donovan West lead. And Strothman with that length, you've seen multiple times. It's either for the hard spike kill, but we've also seen just those nice little nestled touch shots over that have had some good placement. Reno handles the serve. Alkyra Johnson sits the ball over from Claire Cole. Wetmore now in possession. Here's a kill attempt by Strothman, and she hammers it off the net and down. So Strothman all of a sudden taking over for Wetmore in this first set. She is definitely the best athlete on the floor for the Cardinals. She is making it known here early on. And now a left serve as Kaylin Claycamp hammers it into the net. Makes it 13-11 in favor of Donovan West. Delana Wetstein now will serve, and she's going to get an ace. That's the third ace that Donovan West has had in this opening set. And they push the lead up to 14-11. So again, it's Milena Wetstein, the sophomore, to serve. This time she hits it into the net. So 14-12 our score. That'll be Strothman who will serve for the Cardinals. Handled by Wetstein on the back line. Johnson sets it up for Cole. She hits it off the block, but it's handled there by Strothman. Now set up after that. Here's Fillmore with a kill attempt, but it's out. Good read by Wetstein to let that go deep, and it makes it a 15-12 Donovan West advantage. So now here is Kyra Johnson to serve for Donovan West. Right hand floating serve, handled on the back line. Set up after that for Fillmore. Johnson saves it. Now set up for Cole. Hits it off the block. Donovan West still with it. Now Sydney Smith just punches it home. Good job by Smith to get on that ball and just punch it down. And now we're going to get a timeout taken by Wetmore as Donovan West has their biggest lead here of set number one. Timeout was a 16-12 Donovan West advantage. We'll take the break. We'll come back here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Your graduate may be off to college, but don't worry. They can take Union State Bank of Everest and Horton right along with them. Hi, this is Linda Ross. With mobile banking, your college student will be all set with access to features like fund transfers, bill paying, debit card blocking, and budgeting tools. Whether your teen needs a fund transfer to cover the cost of books or budget tracker for late night spending at the Pizza Palace, they'll be ready for financial success with Union State Bank Everest and Horton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 16-12 our score. Ira Johnson serving for Donovan West. Wetmore sends a free ball back over. Here's Cole at the net. She'll hammer a kill down. Cole is just feasting right at the middle of that front line. Makes it 17-12. Donovan West with the lead.
Yeah, Mustangs starting to create a little bit of separation here in this first set. Let's see if Wetmore can bounce back with a few of their own.
And there is a miss hit by Wetmore. And that'll be another free point for Donovan West. And they now have a 4-0 run. 18-12, the Mustangs lead. Johnson serves it to the back line. Strothman sends the ball to Fillmore, who sends it across. There's a ball put up for Claire Cole, but it's blocked and kept by Wetmore. Now sent back across. Wetmore still with it. Tapped across. Cole there and hammers it home. That's actually Jaden Taylor who got that kill.
Taylor gets the kill, makes it a 5-0 spurt for Donovan West, and they have taken a 19-12 commanding lead here in the first set. Johnson gets the serve across, set up at the net. Here's Michaela Mock with a kill attempt, but Johnson's right there. Now here's Wetstein for the back line, and again, Wetmore handles it. And it's going to be mishit by Wetmore. A miscommunication between Mock, and I think that was Nichols. So that'll be a point for Donovan West, and it's now 20-12. Current 6-0 run for the Mustangs as Johnson continues to serve. And it's, again, mishit on the back line. It'll be another ace for Johnson and Donovan West, and Wetmore wants another timeout. We'll take this break with them. It's 20-12. Donovan West on top of Wetmore looking to finish off the first set when we come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.21-12 our score. Donovan West with the lead over Wetmore in the opening set of the night. Ira Johnson continues to serve. Wetmore again with a couple of missed hits, but this time they do get it across. Johnson to Smith. Here's Taylor. She'll hit it through the block and down. 8 straight points rattled off by Donovan West, and they're now 3 points away from taking the opening set.
Well, during that stretch, I mean, it's just all strategic here with Donovan West. It's bump, set, spike. Wetmore just, whenever they get it, they're just trying to get it back over.
Here's a kill attempt by Fillmore, but it's through the block and handled by Donovan West. There's a kill attempt by Claire Cole, but Wetmore is there, and now they're gonna say Wetmore was underneath the net. And so Donovan West will get another free point. How many of those have we talked about in this first set? Wetmore giving points away to the Mustangs. Here's Johnson to the back line. Miscommunication again by Wetmore, but they do get it across. That's going to be a looks violation called on Reno. So that'll end the run at 9 straight points for Donovan West to make it 23-13. This will be Kiera Larrabee, the freshman to serve for Wetmore. Back set here to Claire Cole, and she punches it home on the back line. Now set point coming up for Donovan West as Avery Weathersby checks back in for Reno. And now here's Claire Cole looking to finish it off. She'll do the serving for Donovan West, gets it to the back line. Larrabee is there. Now Mock sets it up at the net. Tapped across by Nichols, but Donovan West handles it. Now Smith taps it across. Mock sets it back up. Fillmore just has to send the free ball over. Wetstein to Johnson to Cole. Tries to tap it across, but right there is Fillmore to knock it down. That'll be a point for Wetmore and make it 24-14.
Yeah, good job there by Larrabee, just battling right at the net and keeping it on their side. And he's hanging around for one more shot here.
A little bit of a miss hit, and that's going to be a point for Wetmore. As Weathersby handled the serve, and then put Johnson in a tough spot, put it right up against the net. Nothing she could do about it, so it makes it a 24-15 score. There's a ball set up for Johnson. She's got to tap it across, and nobody's there for the Cardinals, and that'll end it for set number one. So Donovan West takes it 25-15, set number one in the books. Donovan West leading 1-0. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back with set number two on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a month to double up with the September special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get two large single-topping pizzas for $25.99. Pick any of your two favorite toppings piled high on original Pizza Bakery crust. Then maybe add breadsticks, salad, or wings. Great food, great variety. And when you're in a hurry, the Pizza Bakery now has a hot case, so you can grab and go all your favorite Pizza Bakery items. For call-in or carry-out, call 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest.
providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Set number two. Donovan West leads Wetmore 1-0. Johnny K back with you. Brandon Tatman alongside of me, alongside of Kurt Gilman back at the studios running the show. It was a 25-15 victory in set number one for Donovan West. And the Mustangs will have the opening serve here of set number two. They will go from the near side to the far side in their navy blue uniforms. Kyra Johnson gets us back underway. Wetmore handles it. Now they have to send a free ball across. It's the exact same thing that happened the entire first set. Here's a kill attempt by Claire Cole to the back line. It's going to be off the fingertips of a Wetmore player and in for a point for Donovan West.
Yeah, off the hands of the sophomore Riley Nichols. Just a little hesitation there. Not sure whether to let it go or not, but just caught the top of her fist. And unfortunate, that ball might have been out.
Johnson again continues to serve. Here's a ball set up for Fillmore. It's right up the net. She has nothing she can do with it. It'll be a 2-0 lead for Donovan West.
And it's just so strategic for the Mustangs. Whenever they get possession, they're looking to bump, set, spike. Wetmore, again, just whenever they get it, they're just trying to do everything they can to get it back over to the Donovan West side.
Another good serve by Johnson, and Donovan West now with another free ball. Set up out the net for Jaden Taylor, and she'll hit it off with a Wetmore player and down for a kill.
That's Nichols once again back there, again, on the line. Two balls that were could have been very close to being in or out, but both times there, just getting a piece of the hand to give the point to Donovan West.
So 3-0 lead for the Mustangs. Another good serve by Johnson. Again, a free ball sent across. Donovan West wins possession. Ball set up for Claire Cole. Hits it off the net, but Wetmore's there to handle it. And again, it's going to be another free ball sent across by Wetmore. They have not been able to get a bump set spike attempt. There's another kill attempt by Taylor, but Nichols handles it on the back line. Now Mock sends the ball over. Donovan West with it. Here's Cole, and she hammers it into the net. That'll be the first point of the set for Wetmore. It's 3-1, Donovan West. And then Wetmore has a service error as they hit it in the net. So 4-1 on our score. Avery Weathersby back into the match for Donovan West to replace Reno. And here is Claire Cole to serve. Hit on the front line by Fillmore. Set up for Nichols. She taps it over the block and down for a kill. So the smallest player on the floor gets the kill. Makes it 4-2 Donovan West. Here's a kill attempt by Avery Weathersby, and she just punches it home. Just remember from a year ago, Avery Weathersby is a player that if she gets in a rhythm, she is very tough to stop. The junior for the Mustangs gets the kill there to make it 5-2. Now here's Jaden Taylor to serve, and she hits it into the net. It's 5-3 our score. Wetmore will have the serve. Should be Taylor Fillmore, I believe, and it is. Gets it over. and it's going to be a miscommunication as Reno and Weathersby run into each other. And that'll be an ace for Wetmore's Taylor Fillmore. A great spot there on that serve. As you mentioned again, Weathersby and Reno. Weathersby going right, Reno going left, and just fortunate for them, they didn't run into each other. Handled by Reno on the back line. Set up for Weathersby. She'll tap it over the right hand. Nichols there to save it. And then Strassman will send the ball across. Johnson sends it at the net. There's a kill attempt by Melina Weststein, but Wetmore handles it. Now Donovan West back with it. Here's a kill attempt for Weathersby, and she punches it home. They're going to say it's long. I wasn't sure if it went off of a Wetmore player. They say it did not, so Wetmore will get the point. And they've now rattled off three straight and tied it up at five. So Fillmore will continue to serve for the Cardinals. Set up at the net for Sydney Smith. She'll just tap a ball over. It's missed hit by Wetmore. It'll go out of play and up against the crowd. That'll be a point for Donovan West to end the run at three and make it 6-5. Out here is Smith to serve. Moore sets the ball up for Strassman. Hits it over the block. Right there is Cole. Sent back across by Weststein, and nobody in the back left corner. A great spot by Weststein, the sophomore, to find it and execute, and makes it a 7-5 Donovan West advantage.
Mainly almost a scenario where they were just trying to get it back over, and again, might be miscommunication there for Wetmore, but just literally placed it in the exact right spot to get that point.
And now Wetmore in the wrong spot, and it's going to be another free point for Donovan West. Makes it 8-5.
Now, we've seen that multiple times already from both sides, being lined up in the wrong spots and just essentially handing free points to the opposition.
So Smith will continue to serve for the Mustangs, leading 8-5 on the near side of the far side of the navy blue uniforms. Strassman handles the serve. Back set by Mock, and then it's blocked by Weathersby, but it'll go out of play and be a kill attempt and a kill for Riley Nichols. So Wetmore pulls back to an 8-6 score. And here's Nichols now to drop back to serve. Stands in the middle of the floor, standing overhand, right-handed serve, handled by Sydney Smith, and makes a great play to handle it. Now the ball's going to be tapped into the net, and Wetmore can't get it across. But Donovan West will get the point to make it 9-6. Nichols handles a serve from Weathersby. Now sent across by Fillmore, and I say right back across by Weststein. Ball tapped up at the net. Here's Larrabee of Wetmore. Sends it across. Set up at the net. Set right across and down by Kyra Johnson, who made a great heads-up play. She saw the vacant spot in the front middle portion of the defense and put it down for Donovan West to take a 10-6 advantage, which is their biggest of this set. Weathersby, a good serve. Handled on the back right side by Fillmore. Here's a kill attempt by Strassman, and it goes right through the hands of Sydney Smith. I don't think ever saw it. And it'll be a kill for Strassman to make it 10-7.
Tell you what, Strassman is very, very good when she has an opportunity to be on that front line. She's really kind of kept Wetmore in the thick of it with some of the plays she's made.
All set up out the net. Here's Weststein, a left-handed tap. It's going to be missed hit by Wetmore. Now they're going to send it across, and they do. Smith to Johnson at the net for Cole. She gets blocked, but they're going to call that a Wetmore player was into the net. I think that was Mock. They're going to get her for being into the net. So Donovan West gets the point, makes it 11-7. So now here's Melina Weststein. She will serve, the sophomore for the Mustangs, one of the strong sophomore class, and that's going to be an ace. Miscommunication on the back line. Nobody went for that ball. Now four of the last 5 points have been scored by Donovan West, and seven of the last nine. 12-7 is our score. Weststein another serve, and again, it's going to be a free ball set across, but actually it's going to go out of play. So 13-7, Donovan West continues to roll along, and now another timeout taken by the Cardinals. We will take this break. It's 13-7. Donovan West already leading 1-0, looking to close this match out when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Synex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 13-7 our score. Donovan West leads, already leading 1-0 over Wetmore. This is just our first match of the night. We got behind as the JV went a little longer. Only one gym here in Wetmore, so they had to play the JV matches first. We didn't get this started until about 5:50 or so. But Donovan West, out of the timeout, they're going to get another point as Wetmore cannot handle the serve from Elena Westine. Westine, another good one. Here this time, handled on the back line in the middle. Set up past the net, but Strothman's just going to have to send a free ball across. Reno to Johnson, set up for Taylor, and she mistimes her jump and hits it into the net, and she has a good little laugh about it. She knows that she just made a mistake of mistiming her jump, makes it 14-8. And I think Wetmore wants to make sure they're in the right spot, so they have a quick stoppage to make sure that they are in the right spot and they have the right girl serving. And right now it's Kinsey Strothman who has the volleyball in her hand, and she is going to be the player who will serve. 14-8 our score. Donovan West leads in the second set. Her serve handled. Now set up at the net for Jane Taylor, and she'll just punch it down. How many times have you seen Donovan West do that tonight? Just be the first player to the net and just punch it down quickly. It makes it a 15-8 advantage for the Mustang.
It's pretty much a scenario where it seems like Donovan West is just kind of a step ahead or a move ahead compared to Wetmore, and they just know exactly where they need to put it.
Hassan Johnson hits their serve into the net. Makes it 15-9. And so now Wetmore will serve, or they serve it out of bounds. That's just been the story of the night so far, Brandon. Just too many free points given up by Wetmore. 16-9 our score. This is going to be Claire Cole who will now serve. Handle on the back line by Fillmore. Set up at the net. Mock sends it over, but Donovan West is there. Now Taylor just punches the ball across. 16-9 our score. Here's Fillmore, a kill attempt through the block. It's going to be hit by Johnson, but she couldn't handle it cleanly. So Wetmore will get the point and make it 16-10.
That was one of the better rallies we've seen from Wetmore in these first two matches. I mean, they literally had an opportunity, bump set spike, got it back, and then had a nice little play there to get the point. Here's the ball set up for Sydney Smith. She'll just punch it over, and then it's mishit by Nichols of Wetmore. And it'll be a point for Donovan West to make it 17-10. All of a sudden, Donovan West starting to run away with this match.
Jane Taylor now to serve for the Mustangs. She'll stand in the middle of the floor and serve it to the middle of the back line. And it's, again, missed hit by Wetmore. It's making an 18-10 advantage for the Mustangs. So Taylor again to serve, with the Mustangs leading by 8. This is their biggest advantage of this second set. Another good serve this time. Fillmore handles it. Mock at the net, sets it up for Fillmore, and that's going to be out of play. And the kill attempt by Caitlin Claycamp will go long in to the right side of the floor. It makes it 19-10, Donovan West. Taylor again to serve. Handled again by Fillmore. Another kill attempt by Claycamp, but it's blocked by Smith, and it goes out of play, and so it'll be a point for Wetmore. 19-11, Donovan West leads. This is Taylor Fillmore, who will drop back to serve. Just gets it just over the net, but it's handled by Weathersby, and then tap right back across, and Wetmore now with it. Here's Mock, sent by Strothman over. Set up now for Weathersby, and she'll punch it with the right hand, and it's missed it, and it's going to go out of play. It'll be a 20-11 lead for the Mustangs.
That was probably the best serve we've seen from a Wetmore player, but Donovan West back line just so good getting that one off the ground and keeping it alive to ultimately earn that point and extend the lead.
Here's Sidney Smith now to serve. Gets it to the back line where Stroffman handles it. Now Mott to Fillmore. Smith with it for Donovan West. Johnson to Weathersby. Hits it off the block. Claire Cole's right there. Set back up for Weathersby, and she just taps it over, and nobody's there. And it falls through for a point for Donovan West, and they are now 4 points away from taking match number one.
Well, the ebbs and flows here. I mean, early on, I mean, Wetmore hangs around, then you see this stretch by the Mustangs where they score about 7 of 8 and then just extend that lead.
There's a free ball Donovan West has. Johnson sets it up with an F for Westheim. She punches it down. Now the return is going to go off the ceiling and fall down. It'll be a kill for Milena Westheim and make it 22-11. This is the biggest lead in either set that Donovan West has had so far tonight. And it's right now at 10. Take that back. Now it's at 11 to 22-11. So Smith continues to serve. Here's a ball headed to the net by Nichols of Wetmore. That'll make it 23-11. Our next match will be Centralia and Donovan West, and then Wetmore and Centralia will finish off the night. Centralia waiting on the sideline. Donovan West with possession right now. Here's another popover by Weathersby. Wetmore's just got to send a free ball across as Stroffman does. They'll sit right back, and it's right back into the face of Stroffman, who had nothing to do with it except for to hit it up into the net. So now here's match point number one for Donovan West, 24-11. Smith gets it to the back corner. There's Stroffman, punches it up near the net. Nichols will send it into the net, and that'll be the match. So Donovan West wins it. The final, 25-15, 25-11. Donovan West is now 3-0 here on this 2021 season. Let's go ahead and take a post-game timeout. We'll come back. We'll make a quick summary of this opening match, and we'll get set for Centralia and Donovan West when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Doreen, and I have been a patient of Dr. Lukert's for 7 years. Although I came to him for neck and back pain, he has also helped me physically, mentally, and spiritually. Initially, I was afraid, but after he treated me, I have been a new person, and I don't regret a minute of it. When my back is happy, I am happy. He has made my life better, and I have recommended Dr. Lukert to all of my family and friends, and would recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha to you as well.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place? MCR Towing is equipped to pull you out. With knowledgeable drivers and 3 late model rollbacks, we are outfitted to handle any situation with efficiency and confidence. You never know when an engine problem or furry critter will stop you in your tracks, so don't get caught unprepared. Save MCR Towing in your phone today, 785-459-2500.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Wetmore High School. Match number one in the books between Donovan West and Wetmore. And it's D. West in two sets, dominating fashion, winning the first match of the night, 25-15 and 25-11. Johnny came back with you. Brandon Tadman alongside of me. And Brandon, really, was just, Wetmore just had way too many mistakes, and that's what cost them.
Yeah, the ebbs and flows early on. I mean, in that first set, it was back and forth, so you about got some points, 9, 10, 11, kind of in that range. But even in the second set as well, you know, Wetmore close early, but then you just saw the stretch. You saw the difference between the two sides and a little more strategic for the Mustangs, really setting up about every point, bump, set, spike. And then there were a lot of times unforced errors from Wetmore. A lot of the times they were just fighting to get the ball back over, let alone trying to set something up for a potential kill. So there's certainly a difference between the two sides. Wetmore certainly battled and hung around, but at the end of the day, Mustangs were solid. Up next, they get Centralia, which I'd expect to be a very solid and competitive matchup between the two of the better teams in the TBL. So excited to see this next one coming up, but still some good volleyball left to go this evening.
So again, the finals are 25-15, 25-11, a dominating win for Donovan West. They are now 3-0. On the season, 3-0 in Twin Valley League play. Wetmore 0-3 overall and 0-3 in league play. So again, as Brandon mentioned, Centralia, Donovan West, that's coming up as we're going to take a timeout. We'll come back in about 15 minutes or so, and we'll get you set for that match between Centralia and Donovan West. But D-West wins match number one of our night. We'll take the break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.